This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Nike said this morning it has severed its endorsement deal with the cyclist. Armstrong also says he's stepping down as chair of the Livestrong cancer charity he founded. He says he doesn't want the doping allegations against him to distract from its mission. Scott Rosner is a professor of sports business at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
So some folks had been saying that they couldn't believe Nike was holding out this long. What do you think?
You know, I was somewhat surprised, actually, that it happened this quickly. I mean, you know, you think about moving with somewhat deliberate speed on issues like this. Certainly, Nike has allowed the legal process to play itself out in the past to a somewhat fuller extent. And in this instance, you know, it's not a full legal process that he has gone through. It's certainly not by the standard due process requirements that one would think about in a constitutional sense, although the evidence certainly is damning against him.
And I guess you can imagine Nike looking at this and saying, theoretically, the uncertainty could go on forever.
And note that they didn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. They still maintain the relationship with Livestrong. In this instance, certainly, when you think about what Nike is, it really goes to the integrity of the sport itself and the integrity of the brand, that you are authentic, that you are a genuine athlete, not using performance-enhancing drugs.
Do you think Nike, with their experiences with Marion Jones, as you said, Tiger Woods, and now Lance Armstrong, is going to look a little different at who they sign for these endorsement deals going forward?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, I think that they have been engaged with athletes for as long as the company has really existed. And once in a while, those relationships turn sour. They'll note from a marketing perspective who it makes sense to engage with and who it doesn't. The lawyers for both sides will negotiate over morals clauses. But I don't see much changing in that way. I just think this is one instance where the athlete who they were involved with took obvious wrong turns, many of them along the way, apparently. And it was time for them to terminate the relationship.
Scott Rosner, sports business professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. Thanks.
My pleasure, Jeff.